You've got some photos to show this, have you?
Well, it did happen. The fact is the children were thrown into the water. We got that report within hours of it happening, and I think some public comments were made to that effect. People have questioned that. The reason that Philip Ruddock may not have been aware of photos is that the RAN does take photos of operations as a matter of normal course. We had not called for photos. I must say, I did not question when I was told by the Navy that this had happened. But given that there are people who weren't there, of course, you know, claiming all sorts of, making all sorts of exaggerated claims, then we have produced the photos on the basis that the identities are not shown publicly as standard practice.
Well, that's why you've handed me these two photos today, and of course the images can't be seen by you, but I'll describe them for you. It's a reasonably tight shot, I have to say, of one of them, three people in the water, one woman who looks like she's over 40, maybe over 50, wearing a headdress. She has some cloth over her head, and a younger bloke with her, perhaps a son, and it looks like a Defence Force person there as well. They're all wearing life vests. Mr. Reith, there's nothing in this photo that indicates these people either jumped or were thrown.
Well, the first thing
is... they're just some people in the water.
Well, you're now questioning the veracity of what is being said. Those photos are produced as evidence of the fact that there were people in the water. People were questioning whether it even happened. This is the first point. And I just want to answer that by saying these photos show absolutely without question whatsoever that there were children in the water.
Hang on
yes.
A minute.
Let me just answer one thing at a time, because people are making exaggerated and very unfair claims.
But you're moving the question on to something else.
I'm answering the question. I'm answering it fully. And the first way I'm answering is by saying, here are photos. You say it's a tight shot. It's as clear as day.
There's a mother and her,
presumably, it looks like a son, who's 7 or 8, clearly in the water and clearly being assisted by a female member of the Royal Australian Navy. The second photo shows a male member of the Royal Australian Navy with a child who I would say is female, because I think she's got some headdress on of some sort, who looks to me 4 or 5, a very young child, and behind her a mother, presumably a mother, and a male behind her, presumably her father. Now, the first thing to say is there were children in the water. Now, we have a number of people, obviously RAN people, who were there, who reported that children were thrown into the water. Now, you may want to question the veracity of reports from the Royal Australian Navy. I don't, and I didn't either. But I have subsequently been told that they've also got film. I have not seen it myself. And apparently the quality of it is not very good, and it's infrared or something, but I am told that someone has looked at it, and it is an absolute fact. Children were thrown into the water.
But
do you still question that?
Do you? I'm a journalist. I'll question anything until I get the proof.
I've just given you the evidence.
No, you've given me images.
Well,
and
Virginia,
if I mean, can reply
quite
to
frankly,
your
if you don't accept that, you don't accept anything I say.